Hello, it's Thursday, July the 15th. We're halfway through July already. The summer is advancing, and we're in the 44th chapter of Isaiah. And I want to pick it up in the section that begins at verse 21. And I want to read to you now verse 24. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord, who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. It's interesting how often in the prophets the doctrine of creation is important. It's not a secondary issue, that the reason why there is something and not nothing is that God made it, God formed it, God created it, he brought it into being. And the doctrine of creation reminds us that we are not God. It reminds us of the creator-creature distinction. It reminds us that we are his creatures, made by him to honor him and glorify him, and to remember that all the days of our lives. And it's that very fact of the greatness of God, the immensity of God, that he's all-powerful and all-knowing and everywhere present. And J.B. Phillips, the great popularizer of the gospel in the 20th century, wrote a wonderful book called Your God is Too Small. And in this section, at verse 28, at the end of the chapter, Cyrus, this man is first named, and he's going to be talked about more in the next chapter. So Cyrus is going to be Israel's deliverer. And Cyrus is a Persian who's almost 200 years in Isaiah's future. He will be the one who will conquer the Babylonians and issue a decree that the Jews can return to Jerusalem and actually send money to help them rebuild the temple and the walls of Jerusalem. Now, Cyrus was a brute of a man. He was a sophisticated man, but he was an emperor. He did terrible things. He had people killed simply for the sake of expanding his kingdom. Killed, murdered, raped, pillaged, everything that war is. And yet, the astonishing thing is that God chooses this man to deliver his people. God puts his imprimatur on this brute of a man to do one thing, and he will have no idea what he's doing. Now, whether he knew that Isaiah had prophesied this, perhaps he did, and perhaps somebody told him so. But it's fascinating that God can use otherwise wicked people to ensure the progress of his plan. And ensure ultimately the progress of his plan to save his people, to build his church, and that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, more on Cyrus next week, but that's it for today. Have a wonderful weekend.